In today's episode, we're looking at the underpinning principles of any successful mind and body transformation, and it's that understanding of self, and specifically the aspect of realizing why you are where you are and what to do about it. Your actions and behaviors tell a story. Listen to the story. I'm Paul Keenan, personal trainer and behavior change coach with a passion for helping clients enhance their personal growth. So using some brain science, real client case studies, and anecdotal concepts, baked in a little brioche bun of wisdom, we're going to get you wanting more from your health and fitness, more from your life. I want you to feel better, to look better, heal quicker, and perhaps to do something now in your life that you've been putting off. When you learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally, you'll recognize that the only person who's been holding you back is you. I really hope you don't need to listen to this podcast, but if you do, go and take some action. You'll feel better for it. This is the Mind Your Muscle Podcast. Yes, what's happening? I'm back with season two of the Mind Your Muscle Podcast, and this is a little bite-sized reintro and taste of what to expect this time around. If you're a seasoned listener from the start, you'll know the podcast has been on a break since about February this year, so around 8 months. And I'd really appreciate you hitting the share link of the episode and dropping it to your socials in the hope that we can support and inspire more people. Big love if you're going to do that. I took that break because I opened up a studio to get me back to in-person coaching whenever basically coach in the world is trying to move away from in-person coaching. I'm okay to go back to it. I want to do that. And I wanted to create this little in-person hub to kind of call home for VF at the minute. So I had to change my old behavior patterns of spinning lots of different plates and lots of different services. And it's not that you can't have different plates spinning in your life, but I'd fell into the trap of adding more plates before the ones already there were spinning enough. I wanted to focus on the studio and its opening establishment and initial growth without feeling like I had to keep, you know, too many plates revolving. And especially, again, if you've listened to the podcast before, you'll know previous failure in business. The last gym studio only opened and lasted a few months. So this time we're about eight, 9 months in now. And really that's my focus has been really working both in person and online and simply serving my clients and delivering sessions through one core offer, delivering one specific outcome. So my behaviors changed. I really honed in again on what I deliver in the personal training and online space to be a little bit more specific where I work with women, mostly over the age of 30, to drop that first dress size in 6 weeks through simple steps and changes in food choices, training 2.5 hours a week and actually living a life too. And that means eating food they like, having a weekly beverage. You know, I provide, I believe, solid foundations and then we build in that initial 6 weeks to go where the client wants to with their goals. Now, thankfully, I'm delighted to say it's been a huge success so far with a good core group of women in the VF community who are all supporting and encouraging each other. I've also just brought in someone as well to, I guess, learn the ropes in a way with my style of training and coaching. In a nutshell, I'm back focusing on what I feel I'm good at and helping people. Now then, on the flip side of that success, you know, lately I've been doing this thing over and over again, and it's not been bringing about what I want. Obviously then, I'm now going to go all in with what I've been doing more of it and faster, because you know that you have to work hard if you want to get anywhere in life, right? I mean, that's what we're told. If it's not working, work harder. That's the belief system. It's age old. Well, actually, it's aged. It's old. It's probably archaic, in fact. Let's look to realize a little more about why we are where we are at this point in our lives. Realize a bit more about ourselves. Look at self-realization, because I feel that is going to be probably the underlying theme for season two of the podcast, self-realization. For me, looking back over the last 7 years since I started my brand, which was initially Volume Supplements and transitioning into Volume Fitness once I had qualified in coaching, is that the underpinning principles of any successful mind and body transformation come down to the understanding of self and specifically that aspect of realizing why you are, where you are, and who can ultimately do something about it. Big reveal here, only you can do it. The biggest job that I have as a coach, and I say job rather than problem, is that we look for external changes in order to feel better about ourselves. External to change internal, whether it's physically, mentally, or emotionally. Yes, a lot of a lot of us will have the foresight to ask, what can I do myself to change this? But really, we don't do what it takes. And it takes internal shifts in perspective. It takes understanding. And it takes momentum before we see the fruits of the doing stage. So with that in mind, let's pose some questions early on in this season, early on in this episode. And remember, questions bring answers. I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that some listeners might want to get a notepad and pen and write these down. You know, I believe that we should be asking good questions of ourselves. Let's be clear, asking questions of yourself is different than questioning yourself. Asking questions of yourself is different than questioning yourself, because the latter implies doubt, worry, low confidence, and uncertainty. Asking questions implies a search for truth about who you are and why you do what you do. I want you to pick an area of your life right now that you want to improve. The easiest one example, you know, is going to be weight loss or body shape change. But ultimately and always, you apply the principles of my coaching to whatever it is that you want to change. This is your journey. It's not mine and certainly not anyone else's. So what area of your life do you want to change? What behaviors are you displaying? What things are you doing right now? So what behaviors are you displaying? For examples could be not caring what I eat, Paul, or not caring when I eat, or why I eat. It could be not exercising at all. It could be doing something because it's good crack. Doing some form of dance with glow sticks is the image that comes into my head. Good crack, yes, purposeful, come on, catch a grip. It serves little to no purpose other than movement, which is fine if all you're looking for is the move, but there's no intent, there's no progression, there's no challenge, there's no goal, and in my head, there's no point. Far better things we can be doing with our time and with our energy. So that's just a couple of examples around food and exercise. Then, next question, how old are the behaviors? How long have I been doing this? I've seen people who are members of a facility or a program for 5, 6, 7 or more years, and when they tell me that they went there to lose weight and I ask them how much they've lost or whatever, you get responses like, well, I lost X, Y, and Z, and then I put it on again, or I've not really lost anything, but I enjoy it. That's a killer statement for me. Answers or statements like that tell me a lot about someone and their beliefs towards their goals and the things they want. Ultimately, they tell me how easy it is for them to get stuck in a rut, forget why they started, become lazy, because it's just what they do now, and that I suppose they've lost sight of why they started in the first place, because they've found a way to justify their lack of results. Now that might sound harsh, but so many people are in so much pain with their health that me being soft and cuddly and saying, oh, just keep going, it's not actually helping them. It's not helping anyone. What are your beliefs around the things that you want to change? Tease them out. Weight loss beliefs, for example, could be that weight loss is hard. It's restrictive. It's depressing. It's something I repeatedly fail at. Another belief could be it doesn't work. Maybe a belief could be it only works for other people. Then about those beliefs, how old are my beliefs? How old are those beliefs that I've just listed? I mean, we could go 10 layers deep with the questions, but look, this is a podcast, not a therapy session, so I am going to stop there. The point I'm making is that we act and behave in a way that reflects what we think. Seeing isn't believing. Thinking is believing. A belief is a thought that you think. You think it over and over again, and then you believe it. It's an accepted truth. Something that we see as true or fact, and that's the way it is. Most of us never think about what we believe. Yet, we believe so much of what we think. And that is what's hurting us. Self-realization stems from awareness. Excuse me while I take a slurp of my tea. We don't know what we don't know. Now that seems obvious, but awareness is key. Awareness first, action second. Some of you might be thinking, okay, I'm ready to change my beliefs today. Paul, hit me. Well, all right. But if you've been here before, you've been here every single time you try to start a thing and then you quit on it. So my advice is to go back to the learning phase, back to the understanding phase before you go diving into the doing phase. Yes, we got to do to see actions, but if we're not understanding learning from our past actions, past mistakes, and the things that we've done previously that have got us to where we are, then we're probably just going to end up doing the same things over and over again and not seeing a different outcome. You need support whenever it comes to shifting your beliefs. I don't care who you are. You need support. You have to do it by yourself, but you can't do it alone. It's the old cart before the horse analogy. Take two clients, for example. All right, two people, same coach. And the same coach is delivering the same content on the same course or program built around the personal requirements of the client. Now, we might only see one client get good results. Why does this happen? Well, we know the constant here is the content or the program. In my case as a coach, I deliver one-to-one calls, the sessions, the group calls, and it's a set 6-week fundamental strategy that each client is now presented with. So remember at the start of this podcast, I said, look, it's kind of one offer for one person following one set of principles. And this is it in the initial 6-week phase. And I say presented with, okay, because each client is presented with the strategy, because I can't say follows, because not everyone follows. So what is the variable then? What changes? Quite simply, it's the client. And this isn't me passing the buck completely, but I guess ultimately it's me passing the baton on to you. People are different. Their experiences are different. Backgrounds, behaviors, attitudes, beliefs, all different. And what's the difference between the two clients? Simply put, it's what's between their ears. And I'm not talking about brain or intellect or perceived ability. I'm talking about their mind. And mind is not brain. Brain activity is the thing you get judged on in school. Your ability, and I'm not shitting on teachers here, okay? But a lot of stuff that we do in our education system is based on our ability to regurgitate information that is fed to us on a plate. And if you think it's a dig on teachers, then that's just a belief. Ah, gotcha. But in adult life, all right, we have to do the thinking ourselves. So it's the activity that goes on in the client's head that is ultimately going to determine the results of the client. Here is where I pass the buck to you. Do you want to look at this a little more? Do you want to look at this topic a little more? If you do, then I'm actually going to be hooking up a free coaching video that I have reproduced from work with my clients. If you want to grab that free coaching, then jump into the show notes and there's a link to download the training in there. Just drop your name and email into the form and you'll get a copy right away. And just make sure you check your spam folders whenever you do that. If you don't do that, well, expect more of the same shit to show up in your life. That is it for this episode. I said it was a mini reintro, which is what it is and what it's been. My intention with season 2 is to keep some of these episodes a little shorter and then provide additional coaching material for those who actually want to go and delve deeper into creating that mind-muscle connection. So some episodes will be shorter with additional coaching material, and then some episodes might be just a little bit longer. As always, thanks for listening. At some point, I hope that you won't need to, but I am here, and just reach out when you're ready. On the next one. Look, I know there's lots of people out there vying for your time, so you taking that time for yourself matters to me. Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. Please, for every episode I share with you, try and pay it forward. And look, I got to put my hand out there and ask you for some help. A last request as we sign off. To reach and help more people, I'd love you to take 30 seconds and leave the podcast a decent review on iTunes. Or if you think it was crap, just say so. Because at the end of the day, it's only a belief. Thanks for listening.